This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I certainly challenge everybody to make the switch and go over to teapartycommunity.org, and needless to say, I'm pretty unsuccessful at it. I don't know whether my audience isn't as large as I believe it to be, or you people just have better things to do, or maybe you just don't feel like the threat of social media is that big of a deal. But for whatever reason, I haven't been successful at it. I can't twist your arms. I can't make you do it. You do what you want to do, but don't be complaining. Don't complain about Google. Don't complain about Facebook. Don't complain about Twitter. Don't complain about how social media is keeping everybody down, squashing people. We know they are. I give solutions about how we can switch over from Hollywood. I haven't given you what we're doing right now, but, you know, there are ways you can do it. You can boycott going to the movies. You can get rid of your Netflix account. You can do all kinds of things. Do people do it? No. Some people don't even watch Netflix, and they pay $13-14 a month, and then, oh, yeah, that's right, I'll cancel one of these days, and then they don't, because then they want to see something on there. They remember, oh, I want to see the old episodes of BattleBots or whatever. And I could go on. We're our own worst enemies. You want to solve problems, but you don't want to actually do what it takes to solve the problem. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of the other media is plotting against us, including Fox News, who is not delivering what you believe it is delivering. Newsmax, owned by Chris Ruddy, good friends of the Clintons, comes off as, you know, balanced, fair and balanced, you know, right-leaning. Not right-leaning at all. Left-leaning, in fact. They get a couple of talking heads at conservatives, and then they pretend. They play the game. Plotting against us. But we have a couple things going for us. Number one, the biggest reason that we won in 2016, bar none, is the fact that God made it so. This isn't a religious program. I just happen to be a Christ follower, a very failed one. And periodically, I need to remind people that it is indeed God who got the win. Now, we were lucky because we had a good candidate, and God showed favor on him. I believe because he saw where America was going. He saw what was going on inside of this country and said, you know what? I'm going to help this country out because I believe at its core, the people who really want to do the right thing understand me, meaning God, and they want to live according to God's will. So we did it. We're the reason that God showed favor on America. Because had he not, Hillary Clinton and her clown fest would have been sitting in the White House. It's my opinion. So we got all these factors that are going against us. And I told you in a previous broadcast that Donald Trump is the one thing that they cannot control, the Democrats. They can't predict him. They can't control him. And they can't predict and they can't control you either. You have free will to do what you want, to go after these guys. And I hope you will. Because the Democrats are unraveling. And you have an opportunity right now to say to people who still look at the Democrats through rose-colored glasses that you're wrong. They can look at Joe Biden and look at the double standard of Biden. Dealing with racists, segregationists and all this, and they want to tell you that Donald Trump is a racist. Look at what every one of those candidates, it's an us against them. And you know who they are for? Anybody that is not you. Anybody. Doesn't matter who. Are you having conversations with people about this stuff? We have the ability to solve our own problems. We have the ability to keep this country centered. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, politically centered. I'm saying keeping it on a moral core that makes it the envy of every country in the world. We're not the newest. We're not the freshest. We're not the shiniest object. But we are the envy of every country in the world. And it's because of you. It's because of you. There's another problem that the Democrats have. It's their biggest problem. Nobody believes them. The Democrats have a credibility problem. They are not credible on any issue. They want sanctuary cities for illegals. Meanwhile, but here's a contrast. Chicago calls itself a sanctuary city for illegals. So illegals can come there. They don't want ICE. They will not issue ICE detainers. They release these illegals back on the street, etc. And they go out and kill and maim and do whatever they want to Chicago citizens. Meanwhile, black people are killing each other in droves. And then Chicago's city will blame the police shootings and all that stuff on what? On what? It's their fault. There's not a Republican in sight. So Chicago is a sanctuary for illegals who can come and do whatever they want and get away with it. Meanwhile, black people are killed, both by other black people, other Democrats voting for that nonsense, and they get killed by police, and they get killed in other ways. The Democrats have a credibility problem. And the more that you understand about it, the more that you understand that they are racist, that they love, they thoroughly enjoy killing black babies and selling black baby parts. And you should say that. Oh, I would happily be a Democrat if I was into killing black babies and selling their parts. Yeah, I would be happy to join you. I'd fit right in. Democrats have said, we're going to tax the middle class. We're going to take away the tax cuts from the rich. We don't like you capitalists out there going building businesses and so on and so forth. You know, the only way you're successful is roads and bridges. It is such a thing of you having too much money and all these other things. That's what they talk about. You are the scourge of the earth because you dare follow laws. I'm going to prove to you. I want to talk a little bit about the border situation because I'll prove it. There's not a subject that I've talked about that you can say, oh, Kevin, you can't prove it. Say, prove it, Kevin, prove it. Prove that the Democrats had the same position on the border as Donald Trump does. Prove that Barack Obama had a far worse position on bringing Muslims in from radical countries than Donald Trump. Prove it. Prove that tax cuts don't work anywhere. Prove that it doesn't work. Tell me whatever your issue is. Tell me to prove it. I'll prove it. But here's what I'll say to you. Give me a Democrat, leftist, progressive, whatever you want to call yourselves. Call my show. Tell me one point that you want to make that you have proof that your system works better than somebody else's, and I'll give you the floor. 844-551-8255. It doesn't exist. Just don't even remember the number. We got a lot to talk about today. I will be proving the Democrats to be vicious liars because that's what they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have a credibility problem. That is not just me stating it. That is a fact. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where we speak of facts. Sometimes we do so humorously. Sometimes we do so sarcastically, sardonically. I don't know. You determine how we do it, but I'll tell you this. Underlying whatever we say, whether you chuckle about it, you laugh about it, or you're rolling on the floor laughing about it, the truth is in there. We give you facts. We give you observations. Maybe you have them, maybe you don't. I hope you do. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what I mean by the Democrats having a credibility problem. Number one, Joe Biden showcased the racism of that party better than anybody. See, we've been talking about this for decades, how racist the Democrats are, the fact that they are the party of the Ku Klux Klan. They are the party that wanted to keep black people enslaved. They are the party that fought against civil rights of minority Americans, specifically blacks, for decades. They are the party that continues oppression of blacks, even to this day, that have cordoned them into urban indoctrination centers and places known as ghettos. And they continue to provide blacks with substandard schools, substandard hospitalization, substandard communities, high crime, you name it. And they love killing black babies.
and selling their body parts. Joe Biden has done more to showcase all of that than any Republican in history. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'll tell you something else that is a credibility problem for the Democrats. They knew that Joe Biden is a racist. They knew Jimmy Carter to be a racist. They know that many members of their party are racist. How can you be friends with segregationists who call black people inferior race, who were part of what they call the voice of the white South, who fought to keep blacks from integrating in the colleges, in schools in general, etc.? How can you be friends with them? But they are. And then, you know, it's guilt by association. All of those people are friends with Joe Biden. Are you hearing anybody call them out? Hey, I would have said to Kamala Harris during that time, if I was Joe Biden, I would have said, well, Kamala, it's real funny to me that you're just bringing this up now, because you've been my friend for years and you've known all about the associations I've had. So apparently it didn't matter that much to you. And I'm just saying, that's how I would have defended it. Yeah, can I get an amen? Yeah, y'all are going, ooh, Kevin, that is so true. He could have called her out. He could have called everybody on that panel. You know what's really funny? When I was Barack Obama's VP, you said nothing. It didn't dawn on you that how could I be working for a black man and be a racist? But now suddenly I'm a racist? I mean, he had so many ways to get out of it, but he's not going to. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to talk more about Joe Biden today, baby. Joe Biden is toast. But he could have been. He could have called. I'm telling you, if you want Donald Trump to call somebody out, I'm giving him the secret decoder ring. Donald Trump. If you want Donald Trump to call people out, Donald Trump just has to say, you know, it's really funny. You guys torpedoed Joe Biden. But what's interesting to me is you were all his friends, which brings me to the credibility problem of the Democrats. Here's Kamala Harris showcasing her definition of friendship. Yep, I use my finger quotes. Democrats have a credibility problem. They don't really like you. They never do. They only pretend to like you until it's time to bleed you out. Then you get the real deal with how Democrats treat you. And guess what, America? It's no different. No different for you. They want power so they can get money to go with the power, so they can get more power, so they can get more money, and it's an endless cycle. And let me tell you what they never think of. Despite how much they tell you they care, they never think of you. The Democrats have a credibility problem, baby. They hate God. They love killing innocent human beings. By the way, they love killing human beings in general. Go to any city where Democrats reside, and you will find the highest murder rates, the highest rapes, the highest amount of drug usage, the highest amount of DUIs, the highest amount of robberies, you name it, than when you go where there aren't a concentration of Democrats. They let criminals like Jussie Smollett and Hillary Clinton go scot-free, and they will rationalize it in any way they can. They know these people are guilty, but they will let them walk free. Now, you try what Jussie Smollett did. You try what Hillary Clinton did and see how you fare. They have a credibility problem. Democrats allow criminal illegals more rights in this country, in the country that your forefathers fought and bled for. They allow illegals more rights than you get. And don't try to challenge me on it. I dare a leftist to call this radio show 844-551-8255 and dispute anything I'm saying. I have the data. I can show you where illegals are walking the streets who have murdered, who have raped, who are DUI, they've robbed, they've beaten, you name it. They've done it all. And they're walking free. And citizens of this country sit in jail for the very same crimes. Rightfully so, by the way. If you're a citizen committing crimes, you need to be in jail. If you're an illegal committing crimes, you need to be in jail, then deported back to your country of origin where you are in jail there. Democrats have a credibility problem. Democrats hate prosperity under Donald Trump, but they loved despair under Barack Obama. I want you to just think about that for just a second. The Democrats cannot stand that the stock market rises, that unemployment is low. It is the lowest point for blacks, Latinos, and women in the history of measuring unemployment. They cannot stand that. They cannot stand that Donald Trump is actually bringing money back into the Treasury in the way of trades and tariff negotiations and things like this. They can't stand it. They can't stand that Donald Trump has proven Barack Obama to be worthless when it comes to bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States, as Barack Obama lost 19,000 jobs in his last year, manufacturing jobs, and Trump promptly brought back over 500,000 in his first two. Something that Barack Obama said cannot be done. He can't do it. Ain't no way. Nobody can do it. That's the new norm. Well, Trump said, no, it isn't the new norm, and commenced to bringing them back. And he did it while he was president-elect with Carrier, and that was just a morsel. That was an appetizer to the meal that was to come. And he's still bringing back manufacturing jobs, and it's not going to stop as long as he's president. Democrats have a credibility problem. Barack Obama said the new norm for the GDP was 2%. You can't get over 2%, he said. And Donald Trump promptly got it over the 4, averaging 3.2. And that was with two massive hurricanes. Yeah, Democrats have a credibility problem. They helped Iran build a nuclear program with Barack Obama shipping them over $1 billion and ultimately giving them roughly $150 billion. And then claiming that he wants to have a safer world. The Democrats say they want a safer world, but they cheer the nuclear program with Iran that luckily Trump disbanded. They cheer for other countries in trade negotiations against America. And then the sad part is Donald Trump makes it all work regardless. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence's plane has been recalled to Washington, D.C. for an unspecified emergency. All the White House sources saying is that something came up and the VP has to be back at the White House adding, "It's not cause for alarm." The White House is hitting back against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after she condemned the treatment of illegal aliens and asylum seekers at the southern border.
I don't know what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is talking about, but then again, that's nothing new. I never know what she's talking about. In this particular instance, I'm glad she's saying it's horrible down at the border. We've been saying that now for 2 years.
That's White House spokesman Hogan Gidley. Now, Representative Ocasio-Cortez has accused, without proof, Border Patrol agents of putting illegal aliens in cramped conditions, giving them poor quality food, and forcing them to drink out of the toilet. This was a congresswoman's first trip to the border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, major problems. That's what I've been talking about today. And I'm just, look, when you listen to me, I want you to use your own brain. Don't take my stuff as gospel. My things are opinions and observations. Now, they happen to be right, but I don't want you just to assume that. I want you to go out and do the homework yourself. I want you to rely on your own powers of observations, this thing, this superpower that we as conservatives possess called common sense. And if you really hone your superpowers, you add to your common sense logic, reasoning, and research. And then you are more powerful than any Democrat can ever be, because they will never research anything. They rely on talking points. If somebody doesn't feed it to them, they don't know what to say to you. The minute you test them by saying, well, okay, great, I agree with you on this. Let's just say I agree. What about this? I'm sorry. You didn't have a talking point for that. See, the reason why I'm able to debate these clowns is because I don't have a dog in the fight. I just want to look at it all way. If you want to propose a theory, if you want to give me something to think about, I will do it. That's the problem we have is we will actually take your thoughts and say, I'm going to research that and get back with you. Yes. Donald Trump is the biggest impediment to the Democrats, not just because he's Trump and he's going to fight hard, but because he's successful. Reducing taxes work. This is why the Democrats have a credibility problem. People got money back in their checks. The economy is booming. You want to know why the economy is booming? It's real simple. When people get more money in themselves, they spend it. It's really that simple. They save. Sure, they save. But they will go on vacations. They will do things. They will circulate that money. You have one of these little things in your, if you have a pool, there's a thing that goes through and it just continues like circling around the pool and it's self-propelled because it'll just, the jets in the pool move it around and it disperses chlorine. That's essentially what you do when you get your money. You spend it. Government takes your money and they stick it in a black hole. But they claim they stimulate the economy. All they do, they give a bunch of it to the poor. And then the rich enjoy it. The middle class gets squeezed. But the elitists, the ones that believe they run the country and run the world, they're the ones that are really benefiting. Oh, they talk about how much wealth is concentrated in the hands of a few people, but they never tell you how much money these people give away. I was listening to Marcus, who owns Home Depot, who's dedicated his fortune to getting Trump reelected. Thank God there's a billionaire out there who's really dedicated to this. And
He's given away billions of dollars. It goes unheralded. He said had he done certain things within his company, he would be worth more than Warren Buffett, but they chose not to do it because they wanted their employees to benefit. Home Depot, shop there. Anyway, they don't tell you that this man's giving away billions of dollars, he and his partner. They don't tell you that he and his partner started as their fathers were, one was a plumber or something like that, or janitors, and they worked their way up. And how many risks they took to build that corporation, because the Democrats don't want you to know that. They want you to think they're just evil rich people. Because isn't that what rich people are, evil? That's what rich Democrats are. Anyway, Democrats are embarrassed, folks. They're embarrassed by the people who are to be the challengers to President Trump. And who could blame them? I want to say the fallout from this first debate has been thunderous. Many Democrats are now questioning their own party. Now, less than a week, 10 days ago, the Democrats were telling us that almost any of their candidates in a head-to-head matchup would win against Donald Trump.
Oh, if Joe Biden's against Trump, he wins by 13 points, 53-40. I won't forget those numbers because I remember thinking, you people must be smoking your bad dope.
Because there is no way Joe Biden, number one, beats Trump, and number two, is 53-40. That is just a blatant polling lie. But you know what? You want to believe the hype? Believe it. Vegas doesn't think so. Vegas said after the debate, we talked about this the other day, Vegas said that Donald Trump is in better position after the debate than he was before. Now, you can believe the polls, or you can believe where people put their money. I'll tell you what I believe. Follow the money. I documented these odds on a second term. Donald Trump is going to win. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It should be. That's the pathetic nature of things, is Donald Trump should be a shoo-in. And he technically is. I don't want to get you guys scared. He is. But I'm saying we shouldn't even be having this discussion. Democrats know their polls are fake. They're scrambling for footing, and the sand is eroding beneath their feet on a variety of issues. And the number one issue where the sand is eroding underneath their feet is Donald Trump's success. Who knew, right? Well, as a reminder, 63 million Americans knew. And I'm taking a guess here, but I'm going to say about 8 million other Americans now know and are going to show up and switch their allegiance as they, you ready, Brandon Straka, walk away. The walk-away movement with Brandon Straka, he didn't start Democrats migrating. He just recognized that they were and said, let's give it a name and let's push it. And now thank God for Brandon, because he's out there all the time pushing the issue. And you know what's interesting? Brandon being a gay man, one of my buddies, man, I think Brandon is, he's tight. I love Brandon. He's an amazing dude. And let me tell you. This guy is out there walking the walk. He is in media. He's putting together events. He's keeping it active. He's reminding Democrats, and particularly those that feel like they've been disenfranchised by the right, that it's nonsense over there. Don't believe those Democrats. They're lying to you. Pride Month. We'll get into that in a bit. We have gay people in our movement that don't care about their sexuality. They're not leading with sexuality. And I think it's great that Brandon's leading that movement. But what's the second thing that Democrats have? They have this big albatross around their neck with Russian collusion. And let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, the hammer of Thor will befall their big, fat, ego-filled heads. Trust me. Meanwhile, the cries of the rank and file, people that are going, man, what's up with this party? This isn't the Democrats I know. Blah, blah, blah. You're right. Yeah, but you're wrong. It is the Democrats you know. The Democrats you know were much craftier in things that they, it's kind of funny because the Democrats of old, even though they were more civilized and more centrist, they were racist. They were scoundrels. Today, they're more clever in that respect, but where they aren't clever is in their socialism. These people have gone nuts. So what does the average Joe Democrat want? Well, besides shutting Alexandria Cortez up, I'll tell you what they want. They want to see better candidates. That's what they want. I want you to understand, the number one candidate for the Democrat Party, that would be Joe Biden, is running on the muscle memory of being vice president under baby black Jesus. I told you guys he would not be the Democrats' selection. I think some of you are beginning to believe me now. But he is their number one candidate. This guy is creepy. He's a sexual abuser, and he does it publicly. He is a racist who hangs out with these folks. He is stupid beyond belief. And I'm not saying that to get a chuckle out of you. I'm telling you, Joe Biden is stupid. Would you want Joe Biden negotiating anything for you? I wouldn't let Joe Biden negotiate with my waiter on should he bring me, what kind of water to bring me. I wouldn't let him do anything. He's stupid. The number two guy is by the way, 76 years old, Joe Biden. The number two guy, I think, is older than Bernie Sanders, and he's an avowed socialist that shouldn't even be able to run on the Democratic ticket. And who's the up-and-comer? Kamala Harris, who sleeps her way to the top and pretends to be that women can't get fair shake in America. Who's the problem? Elizabeth Warren, fake Indian. Cory Booker, fake black man. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what he's fake. All these are clowns. It is a total freak show. And now the Democrats are hugely embarrassed by the debate. They can't wait for the next one. Well, neither can I. Because let me tell you what's going to happen in the next one. Another freak show! KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to chime in with me. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So, Democrats have Trump in their way, and Democrats have Democrats standing in their way. And they got scandals brewing that's going to make them run from the title of Democrat soon. They already know people don't like socialist. People are figuring out what that is. So, the fallout's beginning. And it started, well, it didn't start, it's already begun, but it was highlighted, I should say, when this comedic hack known as Bill Maher, he's chimed in. And he's decided to tell the Democrats, you got too many candidates. Hey, welcome to the party, Bill. Of course they got too many candidates. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats call Donald Trump stupid. Stupid! A dude who graduated from Wharton. Donald Trump graduated from Wharton, obviously with good grades. Why do I say? I don't know what his grades were, but I say they're obviously good. You want to know why I say that? Because if they were bad, you'd know it. You know, Democrats pulled his grades at Wharton's. Let's go pull his grades. I bet his grades sucked. Oh, shoot. He's magna cum laude or something. You know Trump excelled at Wharton. Because if he didn't, we would know about it. But try to get Barack Obama's grades. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Sealed. Barack Obama has sealed his grades until he's dead or some crazy year. Because he doesn't want you to know how stupid he is. Democrats hate their decision because they elected a dude who looked like he was smart, but he was dumb. And you want to know how you know Barack Obama was dumb? Because he chose Joe Biden. Joe Biden, a man he will not endorse, who is the Democrats' number one candidate, who is slipping. Joe Biden should be a shoo-in. He should have been a shoo-in when he claimed he could have beaten Trump and he didn't want to run against Hillary, but he could have beaten Hillary. Oh, but my son was dying of brain cancer. I didn't want to run then. You didn't want to run then, and you shouldn't have wanted to run now, because that would have been the best legacy you could have, Joe Biden. But now they're pointing out Joe Biden is an abject racist, hangs out with segregationists. Donald Trump couldn't hang out with any of those people without being called racist. So guess what? One of his best buddies, Kamala Harris, and a panel full of Democrat candidates and challengers all now point to Joe Biden as a racist. Yeah, they've all got a problem with him. I'm going to talk more about Joe Biden because he's losing money. After post-debate, people are now, he doesn't know how to handle himself. No, he doesn't. Doesn't know how to handle himself. So now Bill Maher chimes in, comedic hack. He's not a comedian. He's a hack. And he says, 10 of the 24 candidates, Bill Maher says, 10 candidates need to get the flank out. He was on his show and he expressed his frustration with the Democrats, particularly those he believed have no shot. Here's what he said. I'm not going to play his clip. He says, look, there's too many people in this race. So we saw them last night and the night before. I'll give you veto rights, but I'm going to get rid of 10 of them right now. Is that okay? And if you disagree, just say. So he's asking his audience, you know, who should be gone? Here's what's funny about it. The Democrats love, they ridiculed us for having so many candidates when we had, I mean, quite frankly, 4, 5, 6 people that could have easily been president. I'm saying good quality people. I'm glad they weren't. I'm glad that we got Donald Trump. I think many of you would say the same. Even if you were a fan of some of the other folks, you would still say the same, right? But what I'm telling you guys is the Democrats don't have those choices. It is a total freak show. So Maher goes down candidate by candidate. He holds up photographs of these various underdogs telling him to get the flunk out. And he started with Hickenlooper. And he says, this guy, holds up a picture. Hickenlooper, nice guy. Now get out, nice guy. Get the F out. This is, now, by the way, you're not even going to know these names. This is Michael Bennett. You know, if you Google Michael Bennett, the first five that come up aren't even this guy. Get the F out. For the record, he's right. Michael Bennett, you get all kinds of athletes, black people. People don't even know who Michael Bennett is. Yeah. So he says that of Michael Bennett. Oh, and Vice Principal Delaney, nice guy. Nothing here. Get out. Tim Ryan, I think he said one good thing. No. Kirsten Gillibrand, Al Franken says hello. Eric Swalwell, I like him, but you know, too young. It looked like he was wearing a toupee last night. Get the F out. You have Democrats, folks, calling out other Democrats. And you know who they're skewering? They're skewering the new mother of the Me Too movement, Kirsten Gillibrand, who got Al Franken kicked out of the Senate. You would think she deserved her bona fides based on that, right? She's gone. Eric Swalwell, young California Democrat, supposedly good-looking guy. You know, he's got that, I don't know, Hollywood. He reminds me of a villain, but anyway, he's got the Hollywood looks. And all he ever looks like is he's whining. They want him out. And on down the line. What Bill Maher should have been talking about is getting rid of Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Kamala. You know, it's funny. Even if Maher got his wish, you know what he's left with? A freak show. In all, let me tell you who he listed. Colorado Governor Hickenlooper. Senator Michael Bennett, rather, of Colorado. Former Rep. John Delaney of Maryland. Representative Tim Ryan of Ohio, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Eric Swalwell of California, author Marion Williamson, we'll get to her in just a second, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, former Rep. Beto O'Rourke of Texas, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Now, those are the people that he listed. And I want you to think about this. Beto O'Rourke was the dark... What? How many months ago? People were, Beto O'Rourke. And it was funny, a guy said to me, Kevin, don't call him Beto. It just gives him, like, you know, credibility and all that. I go, he ain't going to have any credibility. They say, don't call AOC AOC. What are you talking about? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? AOC? People pretty soon, AOC is going to be a negative. Trust me. You people worry about stuff that just, it cracks me up. Don't call him Beto. I went with it for a while just to have some fun with it, because I think it is funny that he wants to come off as Mexican, and so I called him Robert as a joke and kind of indulged the guy, but that's nonsense to me. Anyway, they started discussing Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you saw her clip, but this is like the air woman. Why can't we all just get along? Ah. And they describe her as an author. An actress? Is she an actress? Anyway, one of the guys, Max Brooks, interrupts Bill Maher. Here's what he says. She was never supposed to be there, that crazy hippie lady. I heard there were too many Democrats, and she snuck through security. She got herself on stage, and Rachel Maddow was too overwhelmed and didn't notice. And I thought, overwhelmed is a perfect description of what Rachel Maddow and the Democrats are. They're overwhelmed. You know what they're overwhelmed about? They're overwhelmed about being so underwhelmed. They got nothing. I'm really imploring my audience that listens to the Kevin Jackson Show, tell me who you would want. Tell me, put yourself in their position and tell me who is the best challenger to Donald Trump. Is it a woman? Is it somebody black? Is it the dissecta of a black woman? What cause are you supporting? What are you going to go after Trump on? Is it a white male? Is it an anti-capitalist, a socialist? Or is it a Yang, a capitalist? What is it? An Asian dude? Or is it the Mexican guy that doesn't speak Spanish, or one of the two people, the white guy and the black dude who speaks Spanglish or broken Spanish? Who do you pick? Do you pick the good-looking airhead, Swalwell? What? Well, who do you go for? I'm just curious. Do you pick the fake Indian that is now, you know, trying to appear more moderate? Man, Elizabeth Warren sounds like a donkey, doesn't she? Oh, my gosh. Here's a guy talking about crazy hippie lady, and he's pissing off most of the demographic of the left. You know why? That's a lot of their voting base. But here's what's cool about this. They're not talking about policy. The pundits aren't saying, let's look at the craziness of their ideas, because the ideas are crazy. They're all united on climate change and spending trillions of dollars on that. They're all united on raising our taxes. They're all united on letting in illegals and giving them all the rights of citizens. And I could go on. So they're like, you know what? There's no sense in even talking about that. Send in the clowns. Let's talk about the clowns. And as the song goes, don't worry, they're already here. The Democrat offers a train wreck, and the pundits are doing the body count. They're like, oh, there's an arm, there's a leg, ooh, some fingers. Who are we going to put those together with? And when they piece them all back together, you know what they have? They have a Frankensteinian monster. But the field's going to narrow. After a lot of money gets wasted, Democrats are going to get a handful of competitors or contenders. And this is where they're really going to screw the pooch. I can't wait for this field to narrow down to 6. Give or take. Because the infighting with the Democrats will be more vicious. Policy positions will become more radical. Here's what we're going to give you. No, we're not going to give it to you. We're going to give it to illegals. Not that America needs to see anything more, but we're going to see it. And this is bad news for the Democrats, because the crazier they prove themselves to be, the more vindication for Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.